Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Guess what? Audacity, after being so good for so long, just ate an episode. Yep, ate the whole thing. I was just doing the last bit, and everything stopped, froze up, and it was gone. What do you know? So this will be a short episode, I believe. Oh, you never know. I could go on and on. It is Thursday, September 12th. No, 13th. It's September 13th. And it's been a good, not overly productive week. I have finished up a couple of my blocks of the month. I just got September's, my big goal. I was going to get all the way caught up so that when September's came, I would be ready to go. But that didn't happen. I am finishing up. I've gotten them out of order, so I could say I'm finishing up August, but I think I may be finishing up July and have finished up August previously. But I am ready to sew it. I've got all the half square triangles done and just need to sew it together. So that just is probably a 30-minute job. And then I will get on to September, which is called Fool's Square. Other than that, I think since we last spoke, I did do another one of my, the block without a name. We'll come up with one, but I finished one of those too. I have lots of pictures that are on the WordPress site, offkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I believe I had a smudge on my lens when I took all the pictures, so they're all a little smudgy, at least in one spot, but I think I took pictures. You'll see all my blue blocks and not quite blue blocks. I have separated them because the blocks that are not really blue, that are not true blues, I'm not finding a way for them to work with the true blue blocks. I may come to me. I may just need to do more blocks. That's whatever happens, it's fine. I will make something happen with this quilt, even if it doesn't end up being the quilt that goes on our bed. I'll make another quilt for that. But and I'm kind of curious how this quilt is going to work. I don't know. But I've gotten some Pam, lovely Pam, over at Hip to Be Square. Sad Pam over at Hip to Be Square. We're very sorry about Zapper. If you haven't heard the very sad news, Zapper the cat passed away. And we knew that was coming. He's been sick, but it happened yesterday. And I'm very, very sad for Pam and sad for me because Zapper was a part of Hip to Be a Square and he will be missed. But lovely Pam sent me a box of fabric, a little box, but with some blue, but mostly a lot of batiks, but some nice blues and also golds because I've been talking about wanting to do a gold quilt for my sister-in-law in Atlanta. Now, reaching over here, I've been looking for a pattern. I know I'm supposed to be this big independent pattern designer now, but I'm not. And I found one. I got this book out of the library. It's by Kim Brackett. It's called Scrap Basket Sensations, More Great Quilts from 2.5-inch Strips. And there's one called Blues Crossing on page 47. It's very, very pretty and has lots and lots of gold. Now, obviously, I could take any pattern and make it gold, but it's nice visually to see that and go, oh, yeah. And it's interesting because another pattern I had looked at was a very pretty Irish chain. And this is not an Irish chain, but it has a little bit of that feeling to it. It's a really pretty quilt. It has, as I said, a lot of gold and some red, and it does have blue, but not a ton. And so I'm thinking that's maybe the quilt that I make for Kim. So yay for Kim Brackett and her scrap basket sensations. There are a lot of really nice patterns in that book. I like it. I got this from the library. It's put out by that patchwork place. I think it just came out this year. The library just got it in April. It came out last year. And I may buy my own copy because there are a number of quilts in it I like a lot. So, hey, yay. Anyway, Pam, knowing that I have been contemplating a gold quilt, sent me some really pretty gold fabric, you know, gold and yellow fabric. Very lovely. So I appreciate that. And I know that AJ Dub is going to send me some blue, and Sally said she might too. So I may have lots of blues to work with, and we're going to make this work one way or another. Yes. The other thing I'm excited about is, you know, how I've always wanted to make a red and white quilt. And I realized that a red and white quilt would also look nice in our bedroom with the lavender paint that sometimes looks very blue. Not very blue, but looks like a definite blue. In the morning when you wake up, it looks very blue, and at different times of the day, it looks more lavendery and periwinkly. Yes, these are technical terms. So that's about what I've been doing. I'm happy to say that Jay and I are going to finally get back to our sampler quilt. I've kind of put that off for a while. I don't know why. Just a lot of stuff going on. But we're going to do that. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll talk this weekend. I don't know. But, oh, pictures. The pictures I put up. So I put up the various blue blocks so you can see what I've got. And if you've got any ideas, if you have a vision for how this might work, let me know. Put up block of the month. Also, my scrap baskets. I don't think I talked about this last week, that I have on Labor Day, I did a big cleaning job on my sewing space. Did I talk about that? Well, one of the things that I did was took all these scraps I've been saving and I sorted them. So I just got interrupted, so I'm not quite sure what I was saying other than about my beautifully organized scrap basket. So I organized all my scraps into colors and I folded them up very nicely to the best of my ability and put them in baskets and I took pictures. Yes, I did. So that makes me very happy to have those organized. I had some dream of getting, cutting all the scraps into different sizes and having a little, and I think I talked at some point maybe in the spring, because I did some of that in the spring and talked about, how to organize, what's the best way to store them and all that. And I just had one of those realizations, I'm probably not going to do that. I might do it for, project by project, yes, but other than that, it's a lot of scraps. So as much as I love the idea of having all these little boxes of scraps, I don't know if that's something I'm ever going to get around to. So I'm just happy to have them organized. So I took a picture of that. Picture of the new block of the month blocks. I think that's about it, but that's enough. Those are all over on the WordPress site. And thank you everyone who commented over there. I will get to that in just a second. But the address is offkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And I also have the Podbean site, although mostly people are going to WordPress. Every once in a while I'll get a nice comment over at Podbean, and that is the WordPress is the Off Kilter Quilt, and Podbean is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. So come visit. The last time I checked, and it's been a week or so, I had 69 reviews on iTunes. Very nice. Don't you? If you haven't put in a review and you like the podcast, go over and be number 70. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, and you know what I should do? Okay, so this is episode 98. I think we're calling it Happy Fall, the Happy Fall episode, because it has been very beautiful here and fall-like. Not deep fall, but the beginning of fall. Very nice. In fact, in the podcast episode that got eaten, I did sit on the porch quite a bit, and there was a lot of nice sounds. Yeah, they're gone. What happened? This version of Audacity has been working very nicely. I don't know what happened. And I am probably foolish to be recording this now, but there you go. Here we are. Now I've lost my train of thought completely. I don't know what I was talking about. Nope, gone. But here it is. It's Thursday. Tomorrow night I'm giving a reading, which will be fine. I never like having stuff like that to do. And I have a lot of friends who are coming, which is very sweet. I have a publicity person, Jennifer, who's great and does really good work. And she does it for free because she is building her resume in this area. So she has actually, this is the third book of mine she's worked on. The last book, they gave her a budget. And so she did make money. But this one she's doing out of the goodness of her heart. And she asked me to invite my Facebook friends. So I did. I mean, local ones. Some of you who listen are Facebook friends. But if you're not local, I probably didn't invite you because I didn't want you to, feel like, wow, I got to get on a plane and go. But it's funny because in some ways I just kind of feel like, I hate making people go out and do stuff. But on the other hand, maybe people want to come and be supportive and be good friends. So it should be fun, but it'll be a little overwhelming. I hope in a nice way, in a happy way. And the great thing is once I get that done, then I don't have anything really for at all next week. So I can just write. I'm writing a lot. I'm working on a new book and it's going pretty well. Which may mean that it's going terribly. Sometimes when you think something's going really well, then you realize, wow, that was not going well at all. But right now I feel like it's going well. and it'll just be nice. This week was a little, had some stuff going on. I mean, nothing bad, but just appointments and things I had to get to. So next week, I'm really looking forward to having a straight week where my only appointment is like Thursday afternoon. I'm going to meet with my trainer, who I meet with. I met with for the second time last week, maybe the beginning of last week. I may have talked about that. Rebecca, who is great, and I had a good time, and so I'll meet her again. And yes, but I'm looking forward to having all kinds of time to do all kinds of things, and I am excited about having a new pattern to work on. Not that I'm unexcited about the sort of more freelance projects I'm doing. Those are good too, but it's fun, a pattern, and having, you know, and kind of having directions, having a map, knowing where I'm going. Don't have a lot to say. Let me tell you, I'm reading some books that I'm really enjoying, so I will share those with you. I am reading Happier at Home by Gretchen Rubin. Have you read The Happiness Project? This was her first book. It came out, it's probably been a few years since it came out. And Happier at Home is just the sequel to that. And Gretchen Rubin is, I don't know, so I suspect she's in her late 30s at this point, maybe early 40s, but she lives in New York with her husband and her two daughters, and she was sort of going on with her life, along with her life a few years ago, and realized that even though everything in her life was pretty much working out, she felt like she should be happier. You know, her health was good, her family life was good, her relationships were good, her kids were good, and yet she felt irritable and grouchy and just thought, I ought to be happier. Why am I not happier? So she embarked on this project to learn about happiness and to figure out what she could do to become happier. And it's really a good book. It's kind of, you know, a lot of it is, well, declutter. You know, some of it, it's like that. Like, you know, if you clean out your closets, you'll actually be happier. And I believe that. And so some of it's just stuff, it kind of declutters your brain too. And it's just very straightforward stuff. It's not sappy. It's not new agey. It's just kind of like, you know, if you say nice things, if you compliment people, you actually feel more positive about that person. Or, you know, she talks about relationships and a relationship with her husband and about, you know, she found that she was happier, like if she didn't nag him and if she said positive things to him as opposed to negative, if she, you know, if she had thoughts to herself like, oh, Jamie never so-and-so, if she flips the thought like, yeah, and Jamie does so-and-so, she realized that was actually true. So the new book is really focusing on the home, and it's more of the same, but it's good stuff. And I enjoy her style writing. I enjoy, you know, she's lots of quotes and research, and you know, she's kind of wonky, and it's all fun. So I'm enjoying that. So that is Happier at Home by Gretchen Rubin. I am reading the second Inspector Gamache book. This is Fatal Grace. I am probably about 40 pages into it, and it is very good. I'm really enjoying it. I really recommend this series. It was recommended to me by Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us, and someone to left a comment recently, I'll find it in just a second, and but was saying, have you listened to the audiobooks? They're wonderful. I'm like, oh my goodness. I love a good audiobook, but I'm really enjoying these, right? Like this book, it's what I read before I go to bed. I am reading the new biography of David Foster Wallace. I don't know if you're familiar with his work. You know, I'm one of those people who likes his nonfiction better than his fiction. His fiction can be a little postmodern and out there for me. That was stuff that, you know, when I was in college and graduate school, I enjoyed, but now I just want a good story. But his nonfiction, I love. I love his essays. And he sadly committed suicide in 2008. And so this is the first biography. It's very good. It's very sad. And he just had lifelong struggle with depression and addiction, which he was sober for many, many years. It took him a long time to get there. But once he got there, he was able to maintain his sobriety for a long time. I don't know if he maintained it to the end. I'm not at the end yet. But I know he, for much of his adult life, through his 30s and 40s, he committed suicide. I think he was 46. But it was a very sad thing to me, and to a lot of people. I remember when I heard it on the radio, it was a Sunday after, you know, evening, and I was making dinner, and that came on. And I was really kind of stunned by it, as I think a lot of people were. But it's a fascinating biography, and I'm enjoying it. I have to start reading Brave New World for my book club. I have to have it done in a week. It's not that long. The edition I got, it was a penguin, I don't know if it's a penguin press edition, with the introduction by Christopher Hitchens. And it looks, it's a very thick book, but it turns out they have a lot of his essays in the back. Now, I know my friend Danielle, whose book choice this was, she will read all the essays in the back, but I think I'll just read the story itself, which is actually just about 200 pages. It should be interesting. It was, you know, the way we work in my book club is if it's your turn to bring in the choices, you bring in three books and we vote on the books, and that's what we read the next month. And Danielle's were all science fiction. I was like, I'm just not a science fiction person, but this looks like, I don't know, it could be fun. It could be fun to talk about. So I'm not reading that yet, but I will be reading that soon, perhaps tonight. So that is what is on my reading list. I feel like what did I pick up? Oh, I sent some children's literature, including The One and Only Ivan by Kathleen or Catherine Applegate, who wrote the Animorph series. It was really, really popular a while back. I don't know if it still is. And so I always find it interesting when these writers of very popular fiction kind of make more literary gestures, like Anne M. Martin, who wrote the Babysitter Club books, and then she started writing more literary books that were quite good. And this is quite good. I don't know if I'll finish it. It's about a gorilla in a kind of roadside zoo, and I think it's going to be really sad, but I have to say the first 20 pages or so are quite beautiful. So that is what I'm reading. If I think about it, I will put a list, and if not, I'll put a list up next week, since I will be reading the same things most likely next week. I probably will have finished the David Foster Wallace biography, which, by the way, is a beautiful title, which is Every Love Story is a Ghost Story, which must be a line from some of his writing. I'm not familiar with it, but I just love that. Every love story is a ghost story. It's lovely. So I've been reading poetry, too. This time of year is a good time for poetry. I think that's it. I know. It's just like 16 minutes. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got to go help Will with the spelling. I was like at about 30 minutes. So what did I tell you about? I just don't even know. I think I mentioned that my plan this weekend is to clean out the attic, which may or may not happen. But Jack is wanting to make some money, although he's coming down with a cold. I don't think he feels that well. But my attic is a mess. It's a walk-in attic. I talk about it, not a lot, but enough. Maybe you heard me talk about what a mess it is, and I make progress on it, and then, you know, it just all goes up, just all to heck. But I'm hoping that this weekend, especially because Jack wants to make some money, and I told him I would pay him $10 an hour if he would go in there and really work and help me. And if he does, maybe we'll make some progress. So I talked about that. I talked about the middle school administrative assistant who rules the middle school, who I had Jack make a pie for last May at the end of school because he had made a key lime pie for his French class or his advisory. When she heard about it, she made quite a fuss because she loves key lime pie. So at the end of the year, I'm like, make Miss Tabor a key lime pie. And he did. So I thought that was going to buy me some like points with her because she is difficult. She does a good job. She knows she runs a tight ship, but she is a difficult person. And I had to go I would do the arts assemblies for the lower school and the middle school. I contract with performers, I get the paperwork done, I decide who's going to perform, et cetera, get the dates, all that stuff. But there's a assembly coming up in a couple weeks, so I needed to get the paperwork going. And so yesterday I went into the office, no one there, dropped off the folder with the check voucher that the middle school director, Mr. Meredith, needed to sign, made it very clear that's what that was. And I stopped by at the end of school, no one was in the office, kind of looked around, kind of sneaking around, looking to see if I could find that because I really needed to get it over to the business office. But no, so I went in this morning. I said, good morning, I'm Frances Dowell, and which you ought to know by now, but probably don't, and I left the check voucher for Mr. Meredith yesterday, and I wonder if he'd had a chance to sign that. And she said, well, I don't know. I'm like, is there a way we could find out? And she said, he is at a meeting right now. I left it on his desk, but I don't know if he signed it. I'm like, is there any way you could check? Maybe you could go look on his desk. And she's like, I don't have time for that right now, and I'm not going to call him. But if you give me your phone number, I will call you and let you know when he signs it. I'm like, so there's just no way, because I'm thinking I'm going to have to come back and get this check. So another trip to the school. Like, is there just any way you could go check and let me know. She's like, I cannot do that right now, but I will call you. And so then I remembered the man. I've had a lot of good training from the man in situations like this where my impulse would be to let Mrs. Tabor know exactly what I think about her. I just said, well, thank you so much. I sure appreciate, and you have to get real Southern. I just sure appreciate your help with this, and I appreciate you calling me. I appreciate your, just everything you do. Thank you so much. Kind of backed out and was just furious because she's such a pain. But she called me 20 minutes later, and she said, well, hi, Francis. This is Anna. And he signed it and got it put into the, you know, inter-school mail, so it will go right over to the business office. Just thought I'd let you know. I was like, well, thank you so much. I'm like, oh, man. And I've got three more assemblies where we will go through this dance again. But there you have it. But it's not just me. She's like that with everyone. Jack has said that everyone is kind of scared of Mrs. Tabor, and I believe it because I certainly am. So I did talk about that. But now it's been 20 minutes. This is good. Oh, you know, and I haven't thanked people, so let me do that very quickly. I got comments this week both from on episode 96 and 97. I think a lot of people just getting caught up, and I heard from Quilting Piece by Piece. Heard from Kelly the Fifth, and who said that she heard Kai Risdale use the words ruin porn on NPR yesterday, and I told him, I mean the radio, that we aren't using that term anymore. Thank you, Kelly the Fifth. Keep the faith. Heard from Amy, and who also loves Foyle's War. Yay! Heard from Margaret Kay. Everyone's being so helpful on the blocks without a name. And she looked it up in her book that has all 1,000 plus Kansas City star blocks in an Amish quilt book, and it's not there either. How can this be? I just don't understand, Margaret Kay. Where is this stuff? And she listened to an audiobook of What Alice Forgot and enjoyed it. Yay, I didn't even know there was an audiobook. I would bet that would be fun. And heard from Janet, who also picked up What Alice Forgot. Good, you're going to like it. Heard from Sandy. She talked about her son and her nephew, and her nephew was living with them when he was in college, and the word pimp was being thrown around with abandon. And saying, I had not thought of that, but that's another, you know, I love the comic strip Zits, but like one of the books, which Jack has, is called like Pimp My Ride or something, or maybe that's the show, but you know, it's one of the, and just like, come on, that bums me out too. So I'm glad you worked on those young men. Make them better. Make the world better. Who else? Jody B. Tori. Katie R. Let's see. Katie R. I don't know that I've heard from Katie. Katie R. Have I heard from you? She says she listens to me in her car a lot, so she can't send her comments right away, but she always sends good thoughts. So thank you, Katie R. And I appreciate you actually sending a comment with real words typed out on a real computer. I appreciate that, but I also always appreciate your good thoughts. I heard from Nancy B, who told us a funny story about looking for clothes for her grandchildren, and her son had told her kids liked Under Armour clothes, but she went around asking for underarm clothing. And I did the same thing. I'm like, so Will, where are these underarm clothes you like so much? And it's like, he's like, Mom, it's Under Armour. Yeah. So, yes, apparently that's not uncommon. Heard from Phil Still Stitchin, who recommends Craftsy. And I went over there, and there is a quilting class that actually looks to be a class in progress that I may sign up for if I feel like I can get caught up with it. I have to see what the rules are. If once you buy the class, it's all available to you for forever, that would be great. But it's more sort of an advanced machine quilting class, and I'm not sure I would call myself an advanced machine quilter or quiltist, but I know that I'm kind of, I know how to meander, I know how to stipple, I know how to do straight lines, so I really am looking, and this had looked like it went really in depth, so I may give that a shot. I'm excited, but I also have a bad history of signing up for things and then not doing them. And heard from Lori Kay, and she's the one who said that she loves the narrator of the Louise Penny books on audio, and I could just see that. I could see that, especially knitting and listening. It just sounds really nice. So thank you to everyone who took the time to comment. Thank you to everyone who took the time to send good thoughts and just think about me in a nice way. I appreciate it. Again, my sincere condolences to Pam on the loss of Zapper. That's a very sad thing. My thanks to those of you who have sent or offered to send me fabric. Thank you, thank you. My thanks to Jay, who sent me some nice quilting magazines. Yay, Jay, and who also is going to continue being my quilting teacher. You know what? I've got that feeling in my head like I'm about to get a cold. So if you're sending good thoughts out, send anti-cold thoughts my way, because I don't want a cold. That is it for this week. I hope that I will be back next week and that Audacity will not poop out on me again. Fingers crossed. I hope that's just one of those things, because that did not make me happy. Have a great week. Make time to get your work done. Don't think of it as work. It's play. Make time to play. Maybe that'll be my closing motto. Make time to play, girls. Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay, have a good week. I'll see you next week. Bye.